no matter how nasty you are to me. Now, certainly there would never have been any Bodhi Center. I would have never started speaking publicly or taken on or accepted the role of quote-unquote spiritual teacher had that not happened. You have to be enough concerned, be enough affectionate toward people in general. First, before you would ever do anything as crazy as my job. Because it doesn't have any payoff. There's not a whole lot in it for me. I mean, I get to be with you, that's nice, but other than that, I'm trained to do other things where I could make a lot more money. And there's even other ways to enjoy the pleasure of spiritual company. But when you get to a point when something changes in you to where you realize and see with your own eyes that this world is only peopled by children, yourself and everybody else, and you feel the personal nature of that, that they're your children, that everybody's your child, that everybody's everybody's child. That everybody's so doing the best they know how, that you can't really blame anybody for anything, no matter how bad they're doing. That suddenly you don't matter anymore. Your personal agenda leaves. Dissolves, evaporates a good word, because it kind of is just gone. It doesn't come back. Now, it doesn't mean you become a saint. It doesn't mean you don't have your preferences or aren't concerned with yourself in any way. It means it really doesn't matter anymore. Just the way if you have a child, and even if you have never had a child, if you are around a small child even for a few minutes, that small child matters more than you do in that situation. That's your own feeling. Everybody's experienced that because everybody's been around a little kid. You forget yourself. It's suddenly not so important whether you get what you want or things are the way you want. It's more important to see what happens for that little kid in that moment, in that situation, in that place.